Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody had a safe 4th of July Independence Day yesterday on Tuesday. Wednesday, of course, we got a lot of more articles to get for you guys, so a lot of stuff going on down here. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I miss North Carolina, dude. It's hot down here, man. I mean, it's almost, this morning I got up and we had to cut some trees at the office, and we had a hedge that grew into a set of trees and it turned into a big mess. And so my maintenance supervisor showed up at 7 o'clock to start on them. I got there at 8 and cut them I ran the chainsaw for about 2 hours. And finally, after like 2 hours and cutting these were trees. I mean, some of these things were, 8, 10 inches in caliper. And I finally said, this is it, I'm done. I said, we'll go ahead and have the kids haul the stuff up to the road. Or my daughter, she did that for me today. And I said, we'll work on this some more tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. I said, this coming in here at past 10 o'clock in Florida just doesn't work. Because remember, guys, I'm 61 years old, but I can still run a chainsaw. I've been running chainsaws for a long time. I'm good with that. I'm really, really good at chainsaw work, but I don't want to push myself that hot when it gets that hot off, because too many people out here in Florida have heat strokes. And guys, it's really important. If you're going to do stuff like that, do it first thing in the morning and don't get yourself overheated, especially if you're over the age of 40. You say, well, I'm only 42 years old. I feel great. I know, but I've had so many people who that I've known who've had all kinds of health problems and heart attacks, et cetera. And one of them actually died at the age of 19 while doing yard work. So it's something that you've got to be careful with, especially if you live in these hotter climates like, Phoenix right now or Tucson or Florida. Just because the humidity is low out there doesn't mean it's not a health hazard. So be very, very careful when you do this, Austin. And of course, you already know all of this. Oh, by the way, Secretary of State Tillerson says that some of the most devastating examples of sex trafficking are brought on by authority figures. And of course, what we're talking about is what's going on with the Vatican. And, I want to share something with you really quickly. And this is something that you've got to understand. The Vatican has been compromised. I don't know what the Vatican once was. I know it carried Christianity and the mantle of Christianity forward. But when they had the Vatican II back in the 60s, and then of course all the secret societies start infiltrating the Vatican, working with the Masonic lodges and, running the Vatican banks. This all started back in the 40s and 50s with the Vatican Bank. And the entire Vatican and the entire Catholic Church has been massively compromised with these pedophile priests. And a lot of these guys who knew they were pedophiles, who knew that these guys were perverts, who knew that this is what they were, a lot of these are Masonic Lodge leaders. Now remember, the base of the Masonic Lodges in the United States are the fork and knife guys. They don't have any idea what they're involved in. They're first degree or second degree Mason or whatever they have. They have no idea what the higher ups are even talking about when they're pledging their, their loyalty to their Lord. They don't understand that they're talking to Lucifer. By the time you get to the 33rd degree folks, these guys know exactly what's going on. And they realize that they have pledged their allegiance to Lucifer, which is what Albert Pike did. Remember, Albert Pike was the Confederate Civil War's general who basically was in trouble, and he was basically under charges for war crimes because he had an Indian division underneath him, and they had actually allowed the Indian division to do a bunch of atrocities to the Union soldiers. And so they were going to they're either going to hang him, string him up, or basically, or put him in jail forever after Lincoln was assassinated. And then Johnson came in, and remember, Johnson was a Masonic leader. Albert Pike was the head Masonic leader. President Johnson, in like 1965, when he took over from Lincoln, he basically was a subordinate to Albert Pike, and he gave him a full presidential pardon. It's one of the reasons that Johnson was brought up on impeachment charges. See, this is what happened back in the 1860s. This Masonic Lodge stuff has been going on for a long, long time, because remember, there's two different types of Luciferians. One type are the Satanists, and they really believe in Satan himself, and they really believe in the entity of Satan and the serpent god. And the other guys are the Luciferians, who basically believe in this all-power universe that we're involved in. But both of these guys believe that the Godhead was split in half, like we talked about several months ago, in which their demon god was basically cast into the pit. So we have this Masonic Lodge grouping at the 33-degree levels, and these guys are basically Satanists. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a Satanist. He was a Masonic leader. That's what he was. When Truman came in at the end of World War II, he was a 32nd degree Mason. And right after he got out of the war and he left the presidency, he became a 33rd degree Mason. He said it was the highest honor ever bestowed upon him. We have to remember Theodore Roosevelt was a Mason. Taft was a Mason. Those two collaborated in getting Wilson put into office to get the Federal Reserve into office. and we've had a whole bunch of Masonic leaders who've been presidents over the years. Now, for those of you guys who are friends of yours who are in the Masonic lodges who are just doing it because they're doing it as a business contact to have more business or more favors or more judge favors or whatever they need, that's a different a different story. These guys are not involved with the Satanism. In the vast majority of the cases, they don't even know what's going on. They're doing it as kind of a social club, and they're the fork and knife Masonic people. And then you have the Shriners who come out, and they ride around in their little go-karts and parades and have their horses or their motorcycles, and we realize that, hey, these guys are really nice, we think, because they're covering up all these dastardly deeds they do by giving money to these kids in these burn units, which I will say is a wonderful thing for that to have happened, but it's from a bad group of people. I remember years ago, Carl Strader took tremendous heat. He should have never said this. He was defending the Masonic lodges and the Shriners and the Masons from the pulpit at Carpenter's Home Church back in the early 80s. And it's one of the reasons that he has such a blowback from the community. Guys, it's not okay to be a Christian to be in the Masonic lodge. I'm just going to be honest with you about that. It's not okay because of what they believe in at the higher levels. It's simply not okay. The Catholic Church was infiltrated by these guys, and they intentionally infiltrated them with pedophiles. I mean, this has been going on for centuries, but they've really infiltrated them now because it gave them the ability and the access to these young children. Now, remember, a lot of these same priests are Masonic leaders, and a lot of them are probably 33-degree Masons, which allows them to worship Lucifer. So they're not even Catholic priests. They're Luciferians or Satanists, and they're actually acting as priests, and they're completely and totally destroying the Catholic Church as far as its ability to be effective because of what they've done. Also, I'm not going to mention any names because, well, I'll mention a few names. No, I'm not going to do that. Doggone, I'm not going to do that. There are a bunch of preachers out there. Some of them are deceased now, and there's some right now that you're seeing on a regular basis on TV that are in the Masonic lodges. A bunch of them. A lot of them were top degree Masonic leaders. And a lot of them basically have incorporated a lot of their Masonic beliefs into their teachings. And these guys get preferential airtime. These guys are never touched by any kind of authorities or the SEC. These guys basically get a free ride because they're in there as a group of people that are basically diluting the Christian effort from a Christian TV standpoint. And these guys are in it for the money, or they're in it for themselves. That's why we know that we have a big problem with homosexuality in the Christian communities. We know that Ted Haggard was brought out as a homosexual back around 10 years ago in his church out there in Colorado Springs, and he since started another church. We know that we have a lot of other people involved in Christianity who've been accused of homosexuality, including one of the men now who are deceased, who was owner of one of the largest television Christian networks in the world. We know that. We have another one that appears to be gay. And so these guys are given preferential treatment to do what they do and to buy stations, etc. I personally believe a lot of these same guys are involved with Masonic lodges. I believe they're involved with all of this stuff that basically is evil. I don't believe that they're all saved. I believe a lot of them are just doing this because they're trying to dilute the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua. That's what I believe they're doing. And I know a lot of these guys, and that's why I've told you guys repeatedly, don't give these guys money. I don't even know how to make that any more clear than that. Give to your local church. Give to a church whose books are open. You need to be able to see where the money goes. If you can't see where the money is going in a church, if they won't allow you to see what the people are making, what the church is bringing in, who's getting paid what, if you do go to that church, designate your offering. Whenever you make a tithe or an offering, designate it. And say, well, when you guys want to open the books, I won't do this anymore. And put it towards missions. Put it towards the youth groups. Put it towards paying the children's way to church camp for the summertime. Do whatever you yep. need to do. And I'm being really serious, Austin. You know I'm really, because I've seen some stuff. I've kind of been behind the scenes, and I've seen kind of like what goes on back there. And guys, it's not what you think it is at all. And I've learned that the hard way because I've been back there. And I've seen pedophiles. I've seen murder. I've seen drug running. I've seen money laundering. I mean, I've seen them not paying their bills. I mean, I've seen all of this crazy stuff. And years ago, no, I'm not going to go there. I can't go there. I've seen too much. And so I don't want to talk about it. It's almost like the Christian mafia is what this is. And they're not really Christians. It's like the Luciferian group that's infiltrated the Christian churches because they found a way to earn money from the Christian groups by getting them to give money. See, guys, what we do at Health Masters is we have a product. We manufacture supplements, and we charge a fair price for these supplements. You guys get something for the supplements. You get to listen to the show. It supports the show. You get to support us. We get to support you guys with the highest quality supplements in the world. I've got a reciprocal relationship with you guys. These guys aren't used to that. They're just used to saying on TV, give me money and you'll be blessed. Guys, stay away from that, okay? God wants you to be blessed. He doesn't want you walking in poverty. He wants you to be blessed. But it's not about the money. If you think the only reason we're here on this planet is to have money and to have stuff, you're missing the whole point of our existence on this planet. The only thing that we're supposed to be doing here is to serve God and obey His commandments, for that's the sole duty of man, period. And in the meantime, God chooses to bless you with favor, and He gives you the desires of your heart, or He gives you the wife of your youth that you can be married to and love your entire life. And all of these things He'll do for you, that's absolutely wonderful. But guys, when they start telling you if you give them money, you'll be blessed, you got to really evaluate what kind of soil you're sowing into. Because remember, the law of the sower and the seed. Some soil is good. Some soil is great. Some soil is rocky. Some soil is weedy. Some soil basically is shallow. And when you put seed, your good money, your good earnings into these different groups, you're not going to get, if that soil is bad, a return on your investment as far as being blessed. This is a teaching that was started by Oral Roberts. And I'm going to be not saying anything about him. May he rest in peace. Though I could. I know a lot. And his family and his kids and everything else. But I'm not going to say anything. But he started the seed phase stuff back in the 60s, and I've seen a lot of abuse being done with that in the last 50, 60, 70 years. And quite frankly, if people are giving you money, and widows are sending you money, and people are sending you everything they have because they feel that they're going to be blessed, and you're going out and buying a $60 or $70 million airplane because you think you can do that now because people are giving you money and you don't have to pay any taxes on it, you really need to reevaluate why you're in the ministry. You really do. Because, guys, you should be a conduit of the ministry. The money should be going through you back into other works and other things to help people. That's how this is supposed to work. You shouldn't be living in a 30 or 40,000 square foot mansion or having dozens of those. And you shouldn't be flying around in $60-70 million planes. This is not what God's called us as ministers of the gospel to do, because I feel that's also my calling, and I do it on our show we have here, because I'm never going to compromise that relationship I have with God through Christ, through Yeshua, through with Yahweh, by giving you guys bogus information. I'm not going to do it. You've never heard me do it. I won't do it yet. So when you guys support us, and so many of you, you'll put up an extra $5 or $10 or $50 or $100. A few people put an extra $1,000. You know, on your invoice, you know, it says donate to the show. Thank you. I mean that from the sincere, and I'm not asking you to do that today. I'm just thanking you for doing it because I want you guys to know that I really believe that God's work done God's way will never lack God's support. And we're all in this stuff together. That's why I don't bring you a bunch of bogus news. It's like the stuff that's going on with the Korean dictator right now. I mean, this guy's rattling the cage over there, jumping up and down, acting like a little sissy boy. I mean, the guy's unbelievable, okay? And he doesn't have the kind of equipment and ICBMs to enter the, go into the United States. And I've already told you guys this, and I'm not going to spread fear. I don't believe for one second that we're going to have a thermonuclear global war. I don't believe that. They're not going to destroy their own infrastructure they've developed over the past 150, 200 years. They're not going to do it. They're not taking us back to Genesis chapter 6 with Noah. It ain't going to happen. They're not going to personally do that. Now, God will do that in the book of Revelation. He already told us that's going to happen. That whole thing's going to get shut down again. But the whole thing is this, guys. Don't allow these media people to make you walk in fear. We're not born of a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind, according to the book of Timothy. I mean, we have the ability and the authority to command angels because of the covenant we have with God through Christ. I mean, we have that ability, that authority. We can station angels around us. We can plead the blood of Christ over us. We can station a hedge of thorns around us. We have that ability as Christians to do all of that. So we have limited our abilities by basically not believing that we have the authority that we have as Christians because of the covenant we have with God through Christ through the blood of the Lamb. So this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. Don't allow the media and so many other talk show hosts to make you get fearful and walk in fear. I will not do that. I will tell you there will not be a thermonuclear war. Now there may be a biological event. That may happen. probably will, and they may do something with, you know, with Magellans or whatever. But guys, we're not going to have a global thermal nuclear war. Not going to happen now. Not going to happen in 5 years. Not going to happen in 20 years. They're not going to destroy their own infrastructure. And if you hear we have a global thermal nuclear war, you don't see a mushroom cloud, they're lying. They're lying. It doesn't happen. Because if we have a global thermonuclear war, it's going to affect the entire planet, which I don't believe is going to happen. And if they tell you that we had one, or we had a nuclear strike, or we had a nuclear attack, trust me, it won't be what they're telling you that it is. It's going to be another false flag nonsense just to try to justify martial law, and they'll never tell us the truth of why they're doing it. And I believe that with all my heart too, Austin. What do you think?
Well, yeah, same idea with when a 757 Boeing flew into the Pentagon, you know, and left a 20-foot hole with no debris and no fuselage. Yeah, Boeing came in, you know, 20 feet off the ground at 300 miles an hour and punched a nice little perfect hole right into the side of the Pentagon, right into the files room, killed the accountants that were there handing all the information, blew up all the files that were handling all types of classified information, including black budget numbers, and were trillions of dollars have disappeared. The exact same thing you just said. You're absolutely right. If you start hearing about, oh, somebody got nuked and this got nuked and that got nuked, and like I said, you don't start seeing some substantial side effects all over the globe, all over the states, all over the country, you're absolutely right. It's going to be another false flag that they're going to be trying to drop on us to say, oh, this happened, so now we have to do this, we have to do that. You have to look at the stuff that's really going on that you can actually personally do right now. That's the thing that Dad was just saying. If it goes to a thermonuclear global war, it's not a big deal anyways, because everything is going to die. Every living planet on the Earth dies. So there's no reason worrying about it or fearing about that, because it would just, everything's dissipated. It's done. And as Dad just said, there's been way too much information given to us by the fallen angels, all the stuff back with Roswell, all the stuff we've done now with electronics, with the 5G network, all the stuff they're trying to do to take us further and further into this AI state, that if you start dropping nukes on every single country, all that stuff stops. It goes back like 100 years minimum. Done. It's over with. It's all over with. Everything's fried. So that's pretty much it. I'm the same rate with Dad. Now you have other things like on Monday, a lot of people saw this, JP Morgan Chase was hit with a massive amount of outages at their branches and networks, leaving customers unable to access their accounts and money. The problem was reported the worst in New York, Chicago, Houston, Dallas, Los Angeles, large parts of Florida, and Washington State. Chase said the outages were resolved Monday evening after about 5 hours of frustration from their customers. JP Morgan Chase is the largest bank in the United States. This is the kind of stuff you need to look at and realize, hey, maybe I shouldn't be keeping large quantities of cash in the state or in the banks and only using my debit or credit card and pulling cash out when I need it. You always need to have plan A, B, and C to get some type of supplemental income, cash, silver, gold, whatever you need. Have some on backup in a safe area where you know it is, and you only know where it is, or a few select family members know what it is. But I know too many people now that are becoming so dependent on bank transactions, credit card, debit cards, etc. They don't carry any cash on them whatsoever, nor do they have any silver or gold. And the problem with that is when you see situations like this where stuff goes down, that was just a power outage. That was just a basic power outage, and people couldn't use their debit cards or credit cards for 5 hours. You start having something where we have a bank run, or the globalists say, we're going to go ahead and start doing bail-ins, we're going to shut them down for a week, you won't be able to get anything out of the bank. That's a realistic aspect that everybody needs to look at. That's why I tell everybody, always have backup silver, always have some backup cash, always have some backup food and water on tap at all times, because you never want to be in a position where you are totally and completely dependent on the state or the government to basically protect you and take care of you. Not a good place to be in, Dad.
Well, no, I watched a really good video this morning. And it was one of the best ones I've ever watched. I'm going to pull it up real quick. I'm going to tell you guys what the name of it was. And it was about what's going on in the markets right now. And I thought, wow, this is really, really informative. And I thought, this is something that everybody needs to take a look at, because it's just one of those things. And it's Lynette Zhang, Z-A-N-G. And she actually was interviewed on a show that everybody knows all about, and it's by Greg Hunter. And you guys need to watch this. It's very good. It's about 49 minutes long. It's actually worth watching twice. I'm going to watch it twice. I'm going to give you the whole thing. It's called Lynette, L-Y-N-E-T-T-E, Zhang, Z-A-N-G. And it goes, Next Market Meltdown Means Frozen Financial System. It was just released. It's already got 78,000 views. Lynette Zhang, Next Market Meltdown Means Frozen Financial System. So it's awesome to wanted to use that story. I think that's the great one to tie this to. And we can actually link this one on our website, Austin. I'll send it to you. And that way you guys can direct the Health Masters. In fact, I'll do it right now. And I'll text it to you. And I will be that you can look at it on our website to direct to the thing. But it's one of those things that's really, really important that we understand. We need to be prepped all the time. You can't be in a situation where you think, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. You may not be able to do all of this and that. And quite frankly, everything as far as in the metals market is massively undervalued. And the only thing they can go back to that has intrinsic value is either going to be natural resources like gold and et cetera, or silver or oil. That's it. They can't just keep printing money out of nothing. So it's just, I wanted to share that with you guys very quickly because it's really, really important. By the way, on a health topic, a 4,250% increase in fetal deaths reported after flu shots are given to pregnant women. In other words, when the women get flu shots when they're pregnant, they're killing their babies. Now, I don't even know how to say that. This is an incredibly disturbing trend, an incredibly disturbing thing. But again, it goes back to these guys wanting to reduce the population of the planet, which is one of their major stated goals. But I'll repeat that. A 4,250% increase in fetal deaths after the flu shot is given to pregnant women. What do you think about that, Oz?
I saw that same article, and the CDC blatantly tried to suppress a lot of that information, and they would not do it. They would not give that information out at all, despite the figures being well known by the CDC that flu virus is constantly been recommended to pregnant women as a safe vaccination. The sad part about it is because this was years ago. This is back in like 2009, 2010, and multiple people have contacted the CDC. Even when an individual was trying to get a hold of it, she put in a request for the Freedom of Information Act, and they told her that she may have to wait 36 months to access what should be published public reports. This is what I tell you guys. Vaccines in general, you got to make your own decision on that. But letting these guys pressure you to take these shots that have absolutely, they have no idea what is going to happen negatively in the body while you're pregnant is one of the worst things you can possibly do. The mother's body, when she's building a child, has so much stuff going on. I did not realize it until Lana was pregnant with Hunter almost, 2 years ago now. And it's just constantly changing. The body knows what it's doing with this. It knows how to grow the baby. It knows how to build the baby. And once it births the baby, it knows how to feed the baby and keep it alive and help it growing, including making antibodies and all types of natural probiotics through the milk, through the mother's breast milk, to keep the child constantly strong and growing and very, very building of the immune system. You don't need hypodermic needles with vaccinations going directly into the skin and into the muscle tissue, directed right in the body, doesn't pass through the lungs, doesn't absorb through the skin, isn't taken into the stomach and digested and processed through the liver. It's directly taken in right past the skin barrier into the muscle tissue. That means it goes right into the bloodstream, and there's no way for the body to really protect itself while it's pregnant when you're injecting this stuff in it if there's some type of massive toxin in it. When you start seeing over 4,000% increase in fetal death syndrome after a vaccination is starting to be given, that is horrific. And again, this shows you that the majority of the vaccines on the market are used more as a population control device and to keep people sicker and in depth into the hospital industrial complex than it has anything to do with preventing sickness and disease and keeping people healthy. People have to understand that concept. The vaccine industry is a mega billion-dollar a year producer. It is a money maker. It is something they use to make money, and in turn, there's a lot of nasty side effects that come along with it because there's no regulations thanks to the 1986 Vaccine Act that basically completely guarded the vaccine companies from having any type of recourse or lawsuits filed on them from individuals if they had any type of health problems. I've said it 50 times on the show, and I'll probably say it another 500 times. That is one of the biggest bills that needs to be repealed at any given time. If we had that repealed, guys, we've already paid out over $3 billion since 1986. That people that have been injured by vaccines from the federal government through taxpayer subsidized money. $3 billion. And they've said that only usually 5 to 10% of the cases that are seen are ever settled and actually paid out. The other 90% of the people basically get told to go kick rocks. There's not enough evidence. We don't care. You're on your own. They give just enough money out to keep people constantly like, okay, well, they helped us out with this. They helped this family, this and that. Roughly 5 to 10% of the people are the only ones that get paid out. That means that the numbers really should be around 30 billion plus. 30 to 60 billion is what they need to be at as far as the actual true numbers that we're looking at there on payouts. That is egregious that we've allowed the vaccine companies to come in and literally have complete and total access to the human population, the United States population, with no recourse. They can do anything they want, allow any contaminants, any toxins, anything they want in there, and it's essentially guinea pigs for the United States, and it's a horrible, horrible position to be in, Dad. I cannot stand seeing this done to a large percentage of the Americans and the entire world, but that 1986 Act needs to get repealed, but I have not ever been able to get any traction from anybody I've written, from people I've called, from people I've emailed. Nobody wants to give any traction on that whatsoever, which shows me that they're all bought and paid for by the vaccine companies we talked about before, who's tied right in with the pharmaceuticals, Dad.
I believe it's much higher than this 5% or 10% payouts. I think you have about 1% of the actual victims who are getting paid. And I think that would be, you know, so you'd have 100 times that. So I think that it would be over $300 billion that would be paid out to these people. There are so many vaccine injured babies right now. It's unbelievable. And I see it everywhere I go. I see it in the lack of clarity in their eyes, the lack of spark in their eyes, the lack of mental acuity with these young children. They just kind of look at you in a dazed look with their mouth hanging open. There are so many children that have been damaged from this. It's unprecedented, but this is what their goal is. Now, with women who are pregnant, another article just came out that when a woman eats a high-fat diet and she's pregnant, she massively increases her risk of breast cancer. The problem, again, in this article that comes out and the research that was done, they don't differentiate between hydrogenated fats and good fats and saturated fats versus good fats versus coconut oil versus olive oil versus black seed oil versus flaxseed oil. They don't differentiate any of this stuff. All they want to do is tell you. Now, we already know that women who have and eat hydrogenated fats like margarine and Crisco have a much, much higher incident of breast cancer. And quite frankly, you need to be on a high enough quantity of fat when you're pregnant to ensure you have enough omega-3 in your body for the baby in the last trimester, particularly, to develop enough brain cells to have a good IQ. Now, if the baby doesn't have enough omega-3, it will suck it out of the mama's brain, and the mother can have really severe problems with postpartum depression after the pregnancy. So don't believe the article you just read about high-fat diets causing increase of breast cancer in women who are pregnant. It's complete nonsense. High-fat diets using trans fats and hydrogenated oils and lots of corn oil and safflower oil and soy oil, yes, will cause an increased risk of breast cancer in women, whether they're pregnant or not. So don't believe all that nonsense. By the way, next story goes back to the Vatican again. These guys nauseate me, these guys that have infiltrated the church. Vatican police have allegedly broken up a homosexual orgy. The Vatican police have allegedly busted a homosexual orgy in an apartment that belongs to the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, a department whose duties include dealing with clerical sexual abuse. So they've got the gay guys dealing with sexual abuse. No wonder there's never anything that's being done to these guys who are involved in this. The allegations come after George Pell was charged, was by the third highest guy in the Vatican, by the way, was charged over sex offense claims last week. Cardinal Pell was appointed to clean up the Holy See's finances. He's also gay, by the way. As the Pope moves to make a number of reforms that have angered conservatives, the Pope's reluctance to help in the case of terminally ill British boy Charlie Gerd has also angered conservatives. The heartbreaking case made headlines around the world. So what's going on here? Resistance to the Pope is growing, a Vatican source told the Times. We have seen five troubling stories emerge in a matter of a few days They have created turbulence. There's not going to be a schism. The Pope has lost credibility in the eyes of many. Many of these Catholic priests, in fact, one woman who was interviewed, who worked in the Masonic lodges, who worked with the groups of people, she helped to put 2,000 communist priests in the Vatican, and finally she came forward and admitted what she had done. The Pope that we have right now is a communist. He was working in Argentina. He sent tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people to their death. This guy's really, really bad news. And the Catholic Church is as corrupt as the United States government. And I mean that very sincerely, because they're all tied and intertwined together. Another report came out last week and said that the CIA and was working directly with the Federal Reserve banks as far as running and investigating information from different countries around the world as far as what total debt was. Guys, the CIA is run by the Sabbatean Kabbalists who own the Federal Reserve Bank. This thing is intertwined completely, because remember how the hierarchy goes. We the people, our government officials, the military, the CIA, the Sabbatean Kabbalists with the central banks, into the AI computer with Lucifer. So when you read this stuff and you hear all this stuff, just realize how the hierarchy does, how the pyramidal hierarchy goes, how these levels of management come down. This is what's going on. The CIA is the Sabbatean Kabbalist Bank. They're all working together, especially with the Mossad, to bring in this new world order. Austin, what do you think?
No, you nailed it on the head. That's exactly what's going on. And it's pretty sad, because, I mean, you see it happening all over the place now, but there's so many people still are so blind to what's going on. That's why we talk about all this stuff on the show all the time. Also, too, this is kind of weird from Apple, is, of course, they're always trying to bring in some new technology all the time. They want to constantly keep people strapped to their iPhones and iPads and all this stuff 24/7. And if you don't believe me, look at some of the research on the marketing and what these guys designed with the social media and the platforms on these iPhones. They're specifically designed. They said they're literally modeled off gambling and slot machine ideas and marketing techniques as far as what they do. They're designed to keep you hooked on them as long as physically possible. Now the so-called next-level technologies that Apple is currently working on is about to be unveiled, known as augmented reality. It stands for AR. Will reportedly allow users to basically live in a fake world filled with superimposed images of things that don't actually exist. They're going to be very similar to the Google glasses. So you will walk around basically with a phone, a see-through phone on your face, and you'll see things. Like, you can do it on different settings. You can put different filters on it. You can have it set so things are brighter or people are prettier, or there's all types of other weird things that they're doing on it. Really, really weird technology. Apple CEO Tim Cook, when he was actually showing this year at the World Developers Conference, I watched part of the video on it. He looked almost satanic when he was talking about this, how excited he was. Even though it serves no real purpose, there's no legitimate purpose to this at all, except essentially to erase yet another element of humanity from the social sphere. I mean, you see it all the time now. People are just glued to their phones. And granted, I got the aspect of what we use them for business and work and all this stuff now. They make things unbelievably convenient. Got that. But when you go places and you see dinner tables full of people that are sitting there and everybody's on their phone, that seems to be an issue to me, because I've talked about this repeatedly now on multiple shows, how they're showing that more and more and more people are becoming literally addicted to their phones, to the point they start having disorders and all types of basically withdrawal symptoms if they don't have their phone with them. The next thing you see now are the children that are constantly used. Last weekend, I took Lana and Hunter up to Orlando to a resort for the weekend, for the 4th of July weekend, which was not the best weekend to go anywhere in Florida, because it is packed out down here. Everybody seems like they come down to Central Florida for July 4th weekend. And we went to breakfast at the hotel, and they had some decent food there that I got, and some whole eggs, some fruit, and there's a table like two tables down from us, and there's a kid there, maybe he was probably a little bit older than Hunter. He looked like he was about two, And I'm sitting there looking at him, and his parents are taking turns back and forth getting the food for the table. And they have a big iPad right in front of me. He's in a high chair, and he's just sitting there watching this YouTube video. And he's acting all excited watching the video. Then he kind of, you know, moves a little bit. I mean, totally fixated on this video, though. And I'm sitting there watching him for like 15 minutes straight. This kid never took his eyes off the video, the iPad he's watching, and he's playing a game on it. Like 5 minutes later, he does something else, and they're doing it. And then I look over, and his parents are actually feeding him why he's watching it, and he won't even take his eyes off the screen on the game that he's playing to look at the food as they shovel it in his mouth. He literally turns his mouth just enough to take the bite of food while he keeps playing on the iPad, and then they give him another bite of food, and he locks right back into the screen. This went on the entire time I was at breakfast. He never broke loose of the iPad for like the 40 minutes we were at breakfast. Not one single time. Then I have Hunter over here. He's in his high chair. There's another like little two-year-old girl that comes sits at a table across from us, and he's just staring at her, and he starts waving at her, and she's waving at him back, and they're just having a blast laughing at each other. And I looked at Landon, and I said, this is going to be pretty much the only two segments of society we're going to have with this generation. We're going to have the kids that were still raised old school, where they know how to talk to people, they know how to shake a hand, they know how to make eye contact, and they know how to function in society and be successful. And you're going to have the other aspect of kids that are literally total idiots. They're so locked into iPads, iPhones, video games, they live in this altered reality 24/7. And the parents, they allow them to do it. They enable them to do it. So when I read this article today about how they're making this thing now mainstream, they're building it to an iOS 11. They're allowing these developers to create all this crazy stuff. And basically anything you want to have some type of app in these glasses, you're going to be able to download it. So if you want to have zombies running around you and doing all types of weird stuff, it'll do it. If you want to have a super pretty filter on everything, you can do it. If you want to do all types of other weird stuff on it, they're going to allow it to happen. Apple hopes to release its first AR glasses this year, with plans to have them sync up, of course, to people's iPhones and Apple Watch devices. The goal is to convince the public that it's completely normal to walk around with futuristic looking goggles on your face that recreate the world around them, essentially into the Pokemon Go style virtual reality simulation. This is where we're headed now, and Dad has talked about it so many times, and every time I see this, it just completely concretes the idea of what we're talking about. They want to bring us into this AI. They're trying to get our minds literally locked in to this alternate reality, this digital reality, this virtual reality essentially is what it is. And they want to have every single aspect of our lives locked into this, with the phones, with the iPads, with the AR goggles now, all this stuff, because that way it takes the focus off what really is going on with the globalists and the agenda that they're trying to promote. And people are in such a stupor all the time, they're not worried about what's going on. As long as they have their virtual reality, they can live in their little AR world, altered reality, augmented reality, whatever you want to refer to it, that's where it's going, Dad. So I thought that was pretty wild. Now they're coming out with this stuff, and it seems to be like every year they're fast tracking more and more stuff now with the video games and this weird goggles they're coming out with now that are making things unbelievably strange as far as the reality that we actually live in.
Japan boys over there, some of the men are actually marrying virtual reality brides now. And
yeah,
that's like going through marriages and getting married to like some kind of whatever. Now, whether they're doing this as a spoof or whatever, I have no idea. But it's going to get weirder and weirder. By the way, Italy is angry at Austria because Austria has decided to deploy troops and armored vehicles to their borders, and they're closing their borders with Italy because of the massive influx of aliens or immigrants coming across the border, running through Austria, getting lost in Austria trying to get to Germany. And now they're having about 750 soldiers and armored vehicles to the border to stop this massive influx. They're doing what Hungary has done, and they're saying the forces will be fully operational within 3 days. Now, these are not battle tanks. These are armored vehicles without weapons, which could block the roads. These are already being used during the refugee crisis of 2016 at the Spielfeld border crossing. So this is some crazy stuff that's going on over there. So now Italy is mad at Austria because Austria has said, we simply don't want to be involved in this stuff. We don't want to be involved in any of this stuff. And by the way, back to another health article, there's a brain-eating amoeba that's being found in Louisiana tap water, and it's frightening residents. Now, this is some crazy stuff because there's much water out there that's being chlorinated. This must be from well water. And this is the same kind of amoeba that gets into the water here in Florida when it gets real, real hot. That's why we don't like the kids swimming in the lakes down here when it gets real hot. It can actually go up the nose and start eating your brain. It's pretty dangerous. So they're warning you not to take a bath or a shower or to get water in your nose unless you want to get your brain eaten. I don't even know what to say about this. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. I mean, how do you not get water up your nose when you're washing your face or basically do, you know, showering in the shower or hosing off outside? So guys, again, this is why we tell you, don't drink tap water. I don't even like, this is some crazy stuff, this whole article. We've been telling you that distillation systems are the absolute best thing you can use for years and years and years, and you really need to avoid this. And if you're at a well that has stuff like this and you're actually getting this stuff, guys, go online and get yourself some really good carbon block filters with super, super small micron pores and run some colloidal silver through them, some other stuff that you need, and get this thing so you're not going to be worried about having your brain eaten when you take a shower. What a mess, Austin. What do you think about this?
Yeah, it is pretty, it's pretty nasty. I mean, that's rough stuff. I mean, the thing is, a lot of good filtration and stuff, as you said, though, can handle a lot of that. That's one of the reasons why we sell these ShowerWise shower filters so well. Because those take almost all the garbage out of the water, and then we use the distillation systems as well for drinking water, and then we add the AquaTrace formula back to it. If you guys are ever curious about that, you can go on the website at healthmasters.com and look into it. Get a ton of questions on that. This stuff's very simple. They're very basic units. They're very reliable. They work great, and they're super cost effective. The 8800 is like the main model we sell them, like $399. We have a base model that's like $298, I think, and then the shower filter are like $69. So, I mean, pure water is something that's very, very essential to life. And what you can do is, and I've done this repeatedly for years, I always do this, is always keep at least about a dozen gallons of water. You can carry them in glass jugs. You can put them in the BPA-free containers, however you want to do it most efficiently. But fill them up with water. Throw a couple drops of our colloidal silver 500 in it and a couple more drops, you know, about 10 to 20 drops of the AquaTrace mineral suspension, and you pretty much have long-term stored water, and you can always use it and rotate it every 6 months to a year if you want to do that as well. But having backup water, people don't realize, and I think because if you live in a hot climate, like you're in Arizona or you're in Florida like we are out in California, you appreciate water so much more, because once you're outside and you start getting dehydrated, it doesn't take long for you to check out and have heat exhaustion. And water is essential to life. I mean, it's essential to pretty much almost every living element on this earth. If we don't have water, we don't live. So people take it for granted now with the sinks, with the water systems, all this stuff, and they don't realize how easily they can be contaminated as well, and you don't even know it. So it's really important just to purify your water from the get-go, make sure you know what you're drinking, and go from there. Also, too, to what you were saying on that, Dad, I saw that with Austria, what they're doing over there by the ambassador of Vienna, and I can't blame these guys, man. I mean, they're saying here in this article that so far that Italy has had at least 85,000 refugees hit their shores just in the last 6 months now, and they say those numbers are on the low end, and that by the end of the year they're expecting between 250,000 to 300,000 migrants to come into the country. Again, I mean, this is happening every year now, and Italy literally saying they cannot handle it anymore. They also said here, they said while 30%, roughly 30% of the migrants they're taking in are supposedly fleeing conflict or persecution, at least 70% of those arriving in Italy are economic migrants. Most are young, single men with little or no education at all. And so that's what, that's over at least 70%. So you have majority of the refugees that are coming into these countries are young males that have absolutely no skill set, do not know any of the languages in Europe, do not know any type of work skill sets that they could operate in Europe. So they literally are coming there to go on free welfare. The problem is Italy doesn't have anything for them. So they're moving north, and they're going to Germany, and they're trying to go to the UK, and they're trying to go to Sweden, because these countries countries are just turning into abysmal failures, as far as my opinion, as far as protecting the actual citizens of those countries. I saw an article earlier that Dave Hodges put up, and basically an individual was talking online about the fact that he did not agree with what was basically going on over in Europe, and he was talking basically negatively about the migrants. And they went in and they said, well, you can't do that. This is in France. They said, you can't do that. We're fining you 5,000 euros now because you spoke hatred about Muslims for anti-Muslim remarks. And I mean, they went to court and they said if he does it again, he's going to be sentenced to jail for speaking anti-Muslim comments. So they're literally fining and threatening to jail the citizens of their country for being just honest, just blatantly honest about what's going on in their countries, but yet they're allowing these guys to pour in by the hundreds of thousands and completely overtake their economy and every aspect of their lives, and there's nothing they can do about it at all. And again, like I've told you guys numerous times, this is one of the primary reasons, with the exception of a tyrannical government or an invading military force, why the United States was so adamant about having the Second Amendment. It was number two on the list because it wanted to make sure under no circumstances were the American population going to be restricted from using armed weapons to protect themselves from any type of invasion, whether it be military or immigrant invasion. They had the ability to do so because, remember, they already had been disarmed over in Europe and in England. They already had their guns taken away. The only people that really had guns were the redcoats, the military, the British military. They were the ones that were armed. So they could literally come in and arrest you, hang you, try you if they felt like taking you to trial, or just arrest you and hang you on the spot. His dad talked about that one really good movie, Rob Roy. He goes, hang him from the bridge. Just hang him from the bridge. That's it. That's what we're going to do here. We're not going to trial. We're not going to see any judges. We're just going to hang him from the bridge. That's what happens when you let it escalate to that point, when the civilian population is going to be flat out disarmed and have nothing to do. You know, back when Sandy Hook happened back in 2012, and, you know, I've had a lot of people say, well, you know, the United States population, we could never band together. You guys could never get, you know, militias together, any type of patriotic network together. And my question is, you absolutely have no idea what you're talking about, how fast we could do that. He goes, well, you guys, you never done anything about it. I was arguing with a liberal about this one time, and I said, just to let you know, in case you haven't read any real true numbers, and these are actual factual numbers, after the Sandy Hook incident, when the United States president, currently Barack Obama, which was interesting at the time, decided he was going to basically federally ban high capacity magazines or regular sized magazines and ban AR-15s and any other type of sporting rifle. The United States population went out in 1 year and bought 70 million firearms. 40 million of those were AR-15s, along with another, I think, roughly around 85 million regular capacity magazines in a little over a year. So don't tell me the United States population doesn't have the guts to handle itself in a situation like that. That right there was us saying, we won't be disarmed, we will not comply with regulations that violate our Second Amendment right, and the Patriots will stand together at any given time we feel the need to do so, at any time, any place, anywhere, call it out. So that, again, guys, is why we have the July 4th celebration yesterday, as everybody likes to hang out and shoot fireworks off, which is great, but always remember why we have that, and the only reason we had any type of independence whatsoever was because we had the right to defend ourselves, and we did not allow ourselves to be disarmed when the king decided to come over here with Lexington and they wanted to take away our firearms. Always remember that, guys. At any time, there are no excuses anymore for any of that. There's too much stuff going on to do so, and you never know when you may be called to defend your family or your country, Dad.
You know, it's interesting about that with the American Revolution against the British. One of the reasons that we had the big French Revolution and the monarchy was basically beheaded in France was the King of France had basically armed all of the American colonists, I mean, given like everybody a rifle for the American Revolution. He pretty much gave everybody weapons. And so that's one of the reasons that France ended up basically going bankrupt and the monarchy was beheaded and killed because of that. So people understand how strong France has been as far as an ally for us. That's why when I see people like this Emmanuel Macron now, who basically was a Rothschild candidate, you need to call him Bonaparte. I mean, this guy's unbelievable. He basically declares that he will govern France like a Roman god. I'm not joking, guys. This is crazy stuff. French President Emmanuel Macron has declared he will govern France like Jupiter, the Roman king of the gods, shortly after the Rothschilds had him elected through a complete and total fraudulent election, according to, as far as I'm concerned. He told the media that his thought process was too complex for journalists to understand, summoning over 900 politicians from both houses of the French Parliament to a rare congress at the palace of Louis XIV, the Sun King in Versailles. He threatened to overrule lawmakers with a referendum if they should try to frustrate his reforms that he wishes to impose on the legislature, including, I'm sure, not talking about Muslims. Such assemblies are usually reserved for times of national crisis. I mean, he wants to rule France like a Roman god. I'm sure this boy's got him some Nephilim DNA in there somewhere to even be talking like that. I mean, I don't understand what in the world that these guys in France are allowing these guys to come in and say stuff like that. By the way, in Germany again, this has gotten bad again, they are now going and basically fining people and raiding homes throughout Germany right now for people who are posting hateful social media posts. They're actually sending police, and this is some crazy stuff. The German police recently raided the homes of people accused of writing hateful posts on social media, with most of the raids targeting right-wing individuals. Many of these raids concern politically motivated right-wing incitement, while only two raids target people accused of left-wing content. One of the raids targeted someone accused of making threats based on sexual orientation, according to the New York Times. It's madness. German authorities are tracking their own citizens into a corner with these types of draconian measures. When did Germany become Cuba, jailing people for political dissent? I've never heard of Never Trumper crowd in the U.S. and in Europe refer to German Chancellor Angela Merkel as the new leader of the free world. I wonder how these jailed German citizens living under Merkel's jackboot feel about her free world leadership. Guys, I am embarrassed that this is going on in Germany. I cannot believe that Angela Merkel has not been impeached. I cannot believe that it looks like she's going to win another election. All of this stuff is basically complete and total fraudulent elections. There's no way that Angela Merkel would have won Germany again with all of these migrants that are coming into Europe. Because remember, these migrants, like Austin was talking about, they're almost all men. They're coming in to marry multiple German women in a polygamy relationship to be able to come in and have as many Muslim children as they possibly can. That's what all of this is about. That's where they're trying to go. I mean, this is a group of people that basically the only thing they care about is going in and taking over Europe and taking over Europe, so taking over Germany. One more story, then I've got to go. Preschoolers now being banned from saying amen, mentioning the Bible, even at Christian school. Preschoolers at a Christian church in Sweden are forbidden from praying before the meals and saying amen or even talking about the Bible, not to offend their Muslim counterparts. According to this, England supervisors from the school district say participating in these acts of faith violates a law called the Education Act, regardless if they're done at a Christian school. The law states that any educational content containing confessional elements is inappropriate. Now, instead of thanking God before meals, the preschoolers are instructed to thank the sun and the rain. Guys, you can't make this stuff up. Now, also in Sweden, just this past weekend, they have a huge festival there, but because of the amount of rapes that were going on during the festival, the people that put the festivals together and have been doing so for many years have canceled all future festivals because they're saying that they cannot take the migrant rapes any longer from a liability standpoint. So the migrant rapes have spelled doom for a popular summer music festival in Sweden. This is an article by Liam Clancy. So guys, this is crazy. The 4-day event known as the Ravel Festival has hosted many, many artists over the years, and now because of the migrant invasion has had multiple sexual assaults and rapes for a second year. Now the people that are promoting this festival have stopped doing this, and they will no longer have the festival. Again, they're changing the culture one step at a time, one inch at a time. Guys, thank you for supporting Health Masters. I love you guys. Thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate you. I know it's a short show. I got that. People saying we wish we were 3 hours. Guys, it's only me and Austin. We don't have producers. We've got to do this stuff ourselves. So, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for your prayers. I love you guys. You guys are great. Austin, I'll write the summary. Go ahead and close.
Absolutely, bud. Yes, guys, thank you for all the support and all the emails. And like I said, I hope everybody had a good, safe July 4th. It fell in the middle of the week, so that's why we ran tape yesterday. But it was a show. So I'm sure you guys enjoyed that as well if you got to hear it, if you had not already heard it. Also, too, check out the website at healthmasters.com. It's Wednesday, so the product of the week has switched over. The Ultimate Multiple Chewables, what won last week. You guys got to try that out a lot. I was very, very happy. Sales were good on that, and you guys ordered a lot of them. So I'm really waiting to hear the feedback and see how everybody likes that product. So far, it's been great. Also, what won was the Superfood Complete. We put that on a mega sale to move some of the inventory we have on it. You guys voted, and it won, so we put it on sale, over 30% discount. Huge sale on that. We're basically blowing it out. We have it in vanilla and chocolate. It basically is a really good macro-micronutrient formula with all non-GMO ingredients, low allergy potential, tastes good, no fructose, very good at detoxifying the body, and a really, really good meal replacement with basically the organic rice and pea protein. So it's great for people that don't want to use whey, that don't like dairy products at all. This is a really great formula that with a full nutrient profile to it, with pretty good caloric intake as well. So, I mean, I think two scoops is somewhere around like 260 calories, 240 calories. So it's a perfect little basic meal replacement and gets you all types of nutrients in at the same time. Also, too, be sure to check out the website and sign up for our free weekly newsletter. We have lots of stuff that we send out on that every single week, so that's also a good one. And I'll be posting up the next market meltdown means frozen financial systems. I'll post that link up on here shortly and let you guys see that on the website, because that's something that's supposed to be pretty significant, Dad was saying. So we support. Thank you, guys. We support all our customers. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for it all. If you guys need anything, email us at the contact form at the top. Go to the top search bar, type in the word contact, and fill out the form, and go ahead and send that into us. Or you guys can give us a call at 1-800-726-1834. We're always here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. And again, our website's always open 24 hours a day. So we appreciate it, guys. You have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.